This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how far Joe fell.
And he left us living in cheap hotels. The dirt is quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the stories were told.
Waging war on corruption. I'm Alex Jones. Clyde Lewis riding shotgun with us. Really appreciate him being on with us. We're taking your phone calls. This segment, the next, and then at 15 after, in comes the great patriot and a great researcher who will be getting into so many subjects here today, Joel Gilbert. But there's no doubt we're being manipulated, and they don't want us to become conscious of that. And that's what we're talking about here today. Clyde, you got cut off by the break, but you heard the caller predicting all this about Kavanaugh. I've noticed there's sophisticated master plans on top, and Trump definitely is disrupting that. Doesn't mean he's perfect, but he's trying to disrupt that. Disagree if you want. But to the idea that, like, Kavanaugh knows he's part of a scam and all this, I don't think that's what's going on here.
Well, most of the time I get the feeling that Trump is an accidental tourist. He has the attitude of an accidental tourist. He's there. He's president. He does a lot of great work in the background. People criticize him and kick him around. And sometimes he just accidentally does something where everybody's going, wow, you know, that's a move we never thought would happen from President Trump. And he constantly surprises us in that regard. And, you know, that makes for an interesting administration. I mean, others see it as, you know, kind of clownishness and whatever. Kavanaugh, on the other hand, this took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get him in the position he's in right now, regardless of how you feel about whether or not he is guilty or not guilty or that he did what he did or what have you. The thing to realize is that once he's there, once he's put in the position, he will always have to be looking over his shoulder. He will always be the man that you will always suspect may have been or may have been that guy. And I think that puts a lot of pressure on him to knuckle under to some of the desires of the left. And this is something that may create that Trojan horse effect where we're getting the guy we think we're getting, but he'll have to make some compromises in order to keep the peace. I mean, I dread the confirmation on Saturday. I dread it because it just goes along with what I've been saying towards this final blow event or whatever it may be. I mean, I said that I should have said and specified, but I didn't because I thought that, you know, a full-on biological attack would be what we'd see. We only got part of that with the ricin attack. It was a biological attack, but it was similar to what happened with anthrax. And I had mentioned over and over again that it was something that I had looked at from the Project for the New American Century and how it was written that a biological attack is very effective if you want to change things politically. And what's interesting is that in 1984, in order to thwart the vote in Dallas, Oregon, the people who were part of the Roshnish cult actually poisoned or salmonella poisoned people in one of the worst biological attacks on the United States. They were trying to change the vote. And I worried that this type of biological attack, would be done to change either the votes in November, which would be a way to do this, or it would. I never thought it would be used to actually try and thwart the decision of Kavanaugh. So this may be a trial run. This may be a trial run to an even bigger one where they want to use a biological weapon or some sort of biological attack to thwart the vote in November. And this would be something that would be even worse.
Well, that was my next question. We'll take a few calls and let you get out of here because you got your own show tonight. Clearly, Soros, the Democrats, the globalists are saying we're in an emergency. We're going to attack everybody. The death threats are off the chart. Hundreds and hundreds of arrests yesterday, today. They're saying civil emergency. We're not going to back down. They are ramped up to crazy town. So when we come back, just briefly, so I'm going to go to calls. What, because you did predict this ricin attack, what do you think the deep state, the corrupt elements of it, what are there, because, you know, somebody had nuclear submarines in the deep state or somebody at NORAD in deep state, you know, but that didn't mean they're the deep state operatives or the shadow government. What is the shadow government, the corrupt shadow government, what are they going to pull next? Clyde Lewis, and then we've got, obviously, another guest host coming up who's got a lot loaded up. Joel Gilbert, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. I cannot stress to you, the entire globalist program was to shut down InfoWars. Why is that? I'm not quite sure, but just spread the links.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we have a lot of guests on, and a lot of them are amazing. But let me tell you, Clyde Lewis is impressive. And I'll be honest, I've listened to his show probably 100 times, but these days with four children and the rest of it, by like 10 at night, I tune in sometimes when I'm not driving around, but I should really listen to his podcast or subscribe to it because he does a great job. Just like InfoWars does a pretty damn good job. So without you, word of mouth spreading us, we're going to get shut down. They bet that's going to happen. We'll see, but your points are really on target. We'll take a few calls before you leave us here at this segment, but let me ask this question. You predicted the Ryerson attack and a lot more. What do you think the corrupt elements of the shadow government, the deep state, in your crystal ball, what's up their sleeve studying history?
Putting us on a war footing before the holidays or during the holidays, a war footing meaning that we could be, once again, saber-rattling, brinkmanship, something that would certainly keep us on our toes. We have some players that most certainly could make their moves, whether it be Russia or China, or, of course, Iran is always there in the background as something to consider. Maybe even some very shaky ground with North Korea. I would say, though, that North Korea and Iran are probably the least of my worries. I think the relationship we have with Russia is still going to be in the crosshairs of the liberal globalist elite trying to vilify any relationship we may have with Russia, while China is still lurking in the background as the ideal government for the New World Order, and that a brinkmanship of some kind will happen. We've had many close calls in the China Sea as of late, and I'm thinking that it could only get more and more testy between China and the United States because of the fact that they need to put Donald Trump through the war footing ringer. They need to see how he will act.
Exactly. They need to. We'll go back to you in a moment. That's the critically key there. It is, literally, historically. They always do these same patterns. Here is one of the senators, one of the deciding votes right now, saying how she's going to vote. Here it is, Susan Collins.
Nomination of a justice to the United States Supreme Court. I have begun my floor remarks explaining my decision with a recognition of the solemn nature and the importance of the occasion. But today, we have come to the conclusion of a confirmation process that has become so dysfunctional, it looks more like a caricature of a gutter-level political campaign than a solemn occasion. The president nominated Brett Kavanaugh on July 9th. Within moments of that announcement, special interest groups raced to be the first to oppose him, including one organization that didn't even bother to fill in the judge's name on its pre-written press release.
Yeah, they just put four names.
They simply wrote that they opposed Donald Trump's nomination of XX to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Guys, once she endorses Kavanaugh, let me know and fade it up. We don't need to hear any more of this. We can see where she's going. Clyde, don't you agree she's about to endorse Kavanaugh?
Of course. I think Kavanaugh will be confirmed. I think it's a given that he'll be confirmed. Once again, it was the media that kept us on the edge of their seat, because I think that when you're dealing with the liberal media, they don't want you to give away the entire story yet. But we were saying, like, days ago, I had said on my program, I go, they'll come to the decision on Wednesday. We will have that test going over the phones. It may they may have the vote immediately, but then I didn't realize that they would probably do a day to announce it, and then they would do the vote. I was predicting the vote would be on Friday, but they're moving it to Saturday. So I was off in my days predictions of what was happening. But yeah, and I would say that after the confirmation, I tell my listeners to be prepared for anything. And what I mean by this is
oh, I agree. I think the Democrats may go super ape.
Oh yeah, this will go supernova, especially where I live, because you know I've had to plan my life around riots in downtown. I've had flashbangs going off near my studios. It gets really ugly.
You're in Portland.
Yeah, it gets really ugly because we're literally a liberal city, and we have anti.
By the way, I call you a classical liberal. I've been listening for a decade. The new liberals, they're not liberal. They're very fascist.
Well, and that's why I call them neoliberals. We have neocons and neoliberals. Neocons are fascists, and neoliberals are fascists. Like you say, being a classic libertarian or someone who's willing to be fiscally conservative and socially liberal has always been what most Americans are. But it turns out to be liberal, it's a bad thing, and being very extreme on the conservative side is a bad thing. So keep yourself in the middle or somewhere where you have values and morals.
But that's what's scary. If you really tune in InfoWars and hear our guest, we're like Americana, free will, Martin Luther King. They project that we're this other thing we're not. But on the extreme right and left, those are the crazy people. And then they're saying, I'm an extreme right winger and alt-right when the alt-right hates me.
Well, it's because they don't know how to deal with you unless they label you. That's the biggest problem I have, is because I've kept myself in a pretty balanced state. And there are plenty of people out there who say, oh, Clyde Lewis is a liberal or Clyde Lewis is a conservative. You don't know what I am. And I really don't care about being liberal or conservative. All I care about is humanity and getting the word out there. It's called objective journalism and having objectivity and having critical analysis of what is going on. And it may step on toes and the truth will set you free, but it'll piss you off in the process. Get with that program and understand that.
And people ask me what I am. I just want progress and to be free. And then I look at the left everywhere trying to shut down free speech. I was like, if the right wing was doing that, I'd be at war with them. Let's take a call here with Clyde Lewis. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Toronto, Canada. George, thanks for holding it on the air.
Hi, thank you for the call. And my question is very quick and simple. I believe what you're talking about, a lot of the things, is the Book of Eve. It's been mentioned briefly in scriptures in the past, and there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible, actually a lot of scriptures that have been removed from the Bible over time to get to the watered-down version.
Well,
that we have.
That's admitted that half the Bible's been cut out. Yeah.
Apocrypha, yes.
Yeah, so could the Vatican and all these perverse Satanists that we have today that we are constantly battling and doing war against Alex Jones and every other patriot, could they be worshiping out of the Book of Eve?
I wouldn't know that they're worshiping out of any Apocrypha. I know that the Catholic Church does use the Book of Maccabees occasionally. But the thing is that a well-rounded education in all religion would something I would encourage. Rather than saying you know something about the Quran, read something about the Quran.
We need a classical education, which they're moving away from.
Yes, have a well-rounded education. And also with the occult. I mean, that doesn't mean you have to go and play in the occult.
I was about to say, just because you read some satanic book of child sacrifice doesn't mean you're killing kids. It was like when I was like 13, I was buying at the mall Mein Kampf. I wanted to know what Hitler wrote. The woman asked me, are you a Nazi? And I said, no, lady, I'm going to read what Hitler wrote. Doesn't mean I like Hitler.
Well, I mean, and George Lucas wrote, watched Triumph of the Wills to get ideas of how he could depict the stormtroopers and Darth Vader in Star Wars. That doesn't make him a Nazi.
Well, exactly, but that's like the idea that if I read, like, take Louis Farrakhan. I don't agree with what he has to say, but I've interviewed him. People say, why do you endorse Louis Farrakhan? I don't endorse everything. I think the point is I'm interviewing Louis Farrakhan. Like, the idea you can't interview me. Like, I'm so evil because they don't want you to hear the real
life. That was the question. They say, well, you want to interview Alex Jones? That's going to put you in a situation. You support Alex Jones. He's your boy. I go, Alex Jones is a colleague. I don't always agree with what he says, but I respect his right to say it. And I respect the fact that he's taken a very small public access television show and turned into one of the biggest biggest media centers in the world to bring about the speaking against state. And you cannot deny that. But of course, the media wants to attack that. And it just really irritates me that, you know, the media does some very, very shady things and no one calls them on it. And they should be called on it all the time, I think.
Clyde, I really appreciate all the time today. Obviously, you're at groundzeromedia.org, groundzeromedia.org. Thank you so much for having us on. I look forward to coming back on with you very, very soon. And thank you for a very powerful 2+ hours.
Thank you. And remember my book, Transhuman Substantiation, now at Amazon. Just type in Clyde Lewis. You'll see all the books I'm offering. I would like to get a lot of people to read the book because it certainly spans 3 years of how we've ignored how innovations are getting out of hand. And we need to have a debate on how we can take care of this.
I can't wait to read it myself. Thank you, Clyde. Okay, Joel Gilbert's Loaded for Bear. And then the War Room. I'll have everything coming up in about 45 minutes. So much happening. Sorry to the rest of the callers. I try my best. Wendy and Jim and everybody. When you call back in, just the next few days say, hey, I didn't get on air. We'll put you at the front of the line. Tomorrow, I'm going to come in a few hours before the vote, and we're going to have live coverage at InfoWars.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert coming to you from the People's Republic of California, guest hosting this hour. Let's go right to Larry Klayman, founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. We want to talk about the Kavanaugh hearings and the circus around this entire process. Larry, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, my good friend. Nice to see you.
Great to have you here today. Larry, look, so many things have been happening in this process. To me, one of the most amazing spectacles is we see Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell have suddenly become Republicans and conservative Republicans. What things stand out to you from what you've observed so far?
I'm very impressed with Lindsey Graham. Obviously, I've differed with him in the past. He was a Bobsey twin of John McCain, which was not helpful. He believes that every war is worth fighting. But on the other hand, he took a strong stand. I admire what he did. Unquestionably, Joel, he perhaps is the best orator in Congress. He's extremely bright, thinks like a trial lawyer, and he did a great service to the nation by coming to the defense of Judge Kavanaugh. And even though I've had reservations about Judge Kavanaugh and his views on the Fourth Amendment and mass surveillance, really it's too late to have another nominee, and I'm quite pleased that it now appears that he's going to be confirmed. As we speak, Senator Susan Collins from Maine is endorsing it, and that pretty much locks it up.
Okay, tell me, why did the Republicans even agree in the first place to interview Ms. Blasey Ford when she had no corroborating witnesses? She could not even give a time or a date or a location for this allegation. Isn't there an evidentiary threshold you have to meet before they would agree to put on this extra hearing?
Well, there should be, but, you know, the silver lining in this whole sad affair, no pun intended, is that the radical elements of the Me Too movement have been discredited. The radical elements of the left, which foment sexual division, sexist division, racial division, are being discredited as we speak. And all of the Me Too movement going out of control, running wild, are basically the fault of men, because we have rolled over. We accept these allegations. We don't do anything about it when they're proven to be false. We don't push back. And it just got worse. But finally, and this gets back to Lindsey Graham, there's been pushback. And it's about time there's been pushback. Because while there are valid cases, such as Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacek and others, frankly, in my opinion, most of them are not. And they're trumped up, you know, by people that are disgruntled that their life didn't turn out the way they wanted or want their 15 minutes of fame with the creepy porn lawyer, Avenatti, or something to that effect. So that's the way I see this thing right now. The fact that this even went forward the way it did was because men basically have been rolling over to these false allegations and dignifying in an inappropriate way. Now you even have the leftist law professor Dershowitz saying that if this had been a Muslim appointee to the Supreme Court, there wouldn't have been this kind of reaction because you would have had all these leftist groups claiming that there was anti-Muslim racism involved. I mean, this is what we've come to in this country, and that we're in a witch hunt right now. But hopefully this will put a chink into the side of these radical feminists who think they control everything and dictate their radical views to others.
Well, what I'm also taking away from this is if Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is not looking too good, she cannot even lift her head, it seems like, she mumbles, if she retires, passes away suddenly, or is deemed incapacitated, is this only a prelude for what the left will do if Trump tries to replace her seat with a conservative woman, for example? Will nominees even be afraid to accept the nomination, knowing that they will come under all kinds of vicious attacks? What do you say about that?
It may be. On the other hand, Joel, everything's been dumbed down now. You know, because what Clinton went through with the impeachment, Bill Clinton, you know, dumbed the body politic down. But if you're going to be any kind of a public official, if you're going to be Larry Klayman, if you're going to be Joel Gilbert, you're going to be Alex Jones, you're going to be attacked, and you have to accept that. And look at what our founding fathers went through. They risked their lives. They pledged their honor and their fortunes to build a new nation. We can certainly withstand this if we have the courage to stand up and do that. And we have to do that. And I'm afraid, Joel, that, yes, it's going to get worse. And the violence in the streets that have been fomented by the left is going to increase. And I don't want to see it. I'm doing everything I can at Freedom Watch to stop that with our citizens' grand juries and everything else. But I do believe that we are potentially headed for a violent civil war between left and right. And when it is triggered with regard to the right, okay, and I don't condone it and I advocate against it, but you're going to have people out in the streets that really know, you know, how to take care of business. And left will bit off more than it can chew.
Okay, we will be taking calls this and next segment. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Guest right now is attorney Larry Klayman, founder of Judicial Watch and currently has Freedom Watch. Larry, how despicable a stunt was it, and will Dianne Feinstein be held accountable for actually having this allegation in her office since July and then simply waiting till the confirmation process was over to then present it? How despicable was that, and is that something that the Judiciary Committee will hold her accountable for?
It's beyond despicable. It's not just Dianne Feinstein. It's Chuck Schumer. It's, you know, a lot of them on that committee. We saw how disgraceful and how vile and how dishonest they are. The Democratic Party has become a party of communists and radical feminists, radical pro-Islam, radical illegal immigrant. I mean, you name it. It's become a repository for every radical person and group in this country. And, you know, I take a nonpartisan view and approach at Freedom Watch. So I'm not advocating who to vote for, because I can't do that as the head of a public interest group. But I'll tell you something, the Democratic Party, they become Bolsheviks. And we have a big threat. Now, in terms of Dianne Feinstein and her antics and everybody else on that committee, they won't be held accountable. And as much as I like what Lindsey Graham said, he always prefaces it by saying she's a nice person, you know, or that person's a nice person, they're my friends. You know what? If you're going to stand up for the American people, they're not, don't say they're nice people. These people are not nice people, and they shouldn't be your friends. Get rid of this Senate club. So when I ran for the Senate, I said, I don't want to be a part of that club. I want to take a club to the Senate, and I hope we do that going forward.
Okay, we've got about a minute left with Larry. Again, keep calling in. It's 877-789-2539. Larry, should Dr. Blasey Ford be investigated by the FBI to see if these allegations were possibly completely fabricated and wasting the time of the committee? Your opinion?
They should be investigated, I'm not sure, by the FBI, because they become very politicized as well. But yes, too much in our society. A woman can make an accusation in a family court proceeding or a proceeding such as this with the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice and walk away scot-free with no consequence. It's time that both sexes be held accountable. You know, the Bible says, thou shalt not bear false witness. That's maybe the worst violation of the Ten Commandments, Joel. And it's about time we started to force what God actually bequeathed to us in terms of morality, ethics, and respect for his legal system.
Okay, Larry, thank you very much. We're running out of time for this segment. Keep calling in, 877-789-ALEX. We'll be back after the break on The Alex Jones Show.
sometimes really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert, guest hosting this hour, coming to you from the People's Republic of California. You know me as a frequent guest of Alex, filmmaker of many conservative films, including Dreams from My Real Father. Be sure to get that in the Alex Jones store. And my latest film, of course, is still there. It's the Trump, the Art of the Insult. Look, what's happening, first of all, everyone keep calling in. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We will be taking a lot of calls this half hour. First, I want to talk about the Kavanaugh hearings. What you saw on display the last week is what I call Obama's America. This is the America that Obama advocated for and wanted for. A permanent, hysterical, screaming protest with leftist activists activated, harassing people and protesting nonstop. This is their model for the future. And we're seeing a lot of pushback, as Larry Klayman said. You saw how Senator Grassley and other Republicans were so upset by the wholesale abandonment of respect and due process. The grassroots are upset. Public doesn't like it. The idea that you'll destroy a family man with an impeccable background, with baseless allegations, with no basis of any corroboration or fact whatsoever. But this is Obama's America, and you saw it. Let's look at a video excerpt from my movie Dreams for My Real Father, and I call this The Revolution for Change. Let's look at Obama's America as a clip from my film.
We're going to be taught how to organize.
The Academy also preached Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals as a blueprint to transform America.
First rule of change is controversy. Change means movement, and movement means friction, and friction means heat.
Alinsky defined the battle cry of change as a code word for socialism and emphasized ruthless tactics for taking power that he'd learned from Al Capone's Chicago Mafia.
Sending a powerful message that change is coming to America.
Change does not happen from the top down. It happens from the bottom up.
In stump speeches, I carried my message of change.
The American people will embrace the change. And our time for change has come.
The crowds cheered, even though they had no idea what I was talking about.
Okay, that's an excerpt from Dreams for My Real Father. When Obama said change, nobody knew what he meant. And what he was talking about was the radical left, Saul Alinsky, rules for radicals, where you disrupt the system. You try to destroy the system and bring it down so you can rebuild from scratch a socialist society. Millions of people voted for Obama, had no idea who he was or what he represented. If you see my film, Dreams for My Real Father, you'll know, of course, that his real father was not the Kenyan goat herder. In fact, his father was the Russian agent named Frank Marshall Davis, who Obama admits radicalized him in his youth. Before I get into more, let's take a couple of calls. I'd like to go to CJ in Kansas City. CJ in Kansas City, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, what's going on, Joel? Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you.
Basically, I just wanted to make the point of this whole ordeal with Christine Blasey Ford and her weird connections with the CIA and the DNC. Kind of seems like might be another attempt to try and cover up the Hillary Clinton scandals and everything going on with Fusion GPS and Uranium One and all that.
Okay, look, you have to understand and you have to wonder. It's a good point because whenever their path to success is threatened, they will come up with anything and everything. Remember that the left achieved almost nothing by way of law and by way of Congress. Everything was achieved either on the Supreme Court or through Obama's executive orders, which were all illegal. And they want to continue to appoint radical leftist judges to force their agenda on the American people, even though no one voted for it. So this is a great point. Let's go to another call before I get into more. How about let's go with Al in North Dakota. Al, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, sir. Okay. Hello, Mr. Gilbert. Thanks for taking the call. And listen, I just called in initially. I didn't realize Larry Clinton was going to leave so quickly. Okay, but I just wanted to express my thanks to him for the work that he's done. I'm familiar, very familiar with him. I get his solicitations all the time. And I was so flabbergasted and disillusioned with Jeff Sessions, and I was just so glad that Larry Klayman is there to do the work that he does. And thank you, sir. Just, you know, on the phone right here listening to you. You're the author of a book where you were the one that pointed out that Frank Marshall Davis is actually probably the biological and definitely the spiritual father of Barack Obama, correct?
That's correct. Dreams from My Real Father. It's a film. You can get it in the Infowars store. And look, Obama admits he was radicalized by Frank Marshall Davis. Davis was a Chicago communist that was ordered to Hawaii by the Russian government to try to start a revolution in Hawaii to get rid of the U.S. naval forces by starting a dock worker strike. He was a Soviet agent, and he raised Barack Obama. And no doubt when you look at Obama's policies, he radicalized him into this worldview of socialism and communism. So I appreciate the call. Fundamental to our Constitution, of course, is free speech. Alex has been talking about it. Without free speech, we're not free. That's why it's the First Amendment, the very first one. And you saw that Alex has been banned from PayPal, Facebook, YouTube, you know, Twitter, you name it. And don't think it's not a test case. The left likes to do test cases. Don't forget they did a test case with the IRS. In 2012, Obama used the IRS to shut down the conservative movement. He wanted to shut down the ability of conservatives to organize in 2012 after he got wiped out in 2010 by the Tea Party. That was their test case. There was very little pushback from Republicans. Obama said, well, you know, we're going to investigate this. Nothing ever happened. And the Republicans kind of dropped it. So having succeeded in their test case, they came back in 2016 with the FBI, DOJ, CIA, all the tools of state mobilized to prevent we the people, to prevent Donald Trump from succeeding. And Donald Trump, it's not even about Donald Trump. He's just in the way between the people who wanted constitutional government restored and the people. So it's very important that people oppose any limitations on free speech to the Alex Jones Show or anyone else, because it's simply a test case. If they see that there's no popular demand that Alex be allowed to have access to all these platforms, the Gateway Pundit will be next. Then it's WorldNet Daily. Then it's back to Fox News. Obama tried to shut down Fox News with a number of attacks. They didn't work, but they'll be back for Fox News. So that's how the left operates. They cannot function in a free society where truth and reality exist, because their policies are not based on truth and reality. They're based on this fantasy. You may have seen my film, There's No Place Like Utopia. It's the idea that they'll create the perfect world, the perfect society. And progressives murdered 150 million people in peacetime in the 20th century because they wouldn't fit into this perfect world, perfect society. In Cambodia, they killed everyone who had glasses, because if you had glasses, you could read. And that meant you were intelligent, you knew something, and they wanted to start over with perfect new human beings. So we have to understand that reality and truth are important. When you look at when it's hysteria, when it's lies, it leads to destruction and the end of freedom. So everyone, please make sure you do everything you can to demand that Alex Jones be let back on all the other platforms. Keep calling in. We're going to take more calls. 877-789-ALEX. Be back, and we'll keep talking about Obama's America that you saw on display in the Kavanaugh hearings. We'll be taking more calls right after the break.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert, guest hosting again today from the People's Republic of California in Los Angeles. Keep calling in. We'll take a lot of calls this segment. It's 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. On a very busy news day that the Kavanaugh vote is going forward. We saw Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham become conservative Republicans finally, and a lot going on. Let's go straight to some callers. Let's take Todd in North Carolina. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Todd, go ahead.
Hey, Joel. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate all your work. One thing I'd love to see you do one of these days is some sort of an investigation into Peter Drucker. The business, what would you call him? He wrote a bunch of books on business skills and everything, but anyhow, his influence over the modern mega church and, bringing in the idea of humanism and, social justice, into the mega church. But, the issue that I mentioned to the screener was, in regards to is Kavanaugh a Trojan horse? kind of like Kenya in the birth certificate were a Trojan horse for who Obama's real father was, Frank Marshall Davis.
Right. Well, look, Kavanaugh was a Bush guy, okay? So the Bush guys are always people that can cave in or go one way or the other. You got to understand that. We even saw Kavanaugh wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal essentially apologizing for his defending himself in the face of criticism from Democrats that he wasn't very nice when he defended himself from the ruthless, heinous allegations of attacking women and gang rapes and all this nonsense. So you can see some people are easily swayed or will cave in. And certainly Kavanaugh is vulnerable to that, like any of the Bush era type of people. Sometimes when they're pushed to when their back is against the wall, they do stand up for themselves. As you saw, Lindsey Graham and even Mitch McConnell have come out as strong conservatives. So you're definitely going to have to keep your eyes on Kavanaugh to see what he does. And thanks for the mention of dreams from my real father. Obama was raised and radicalized by a Soviet agent, Frank Marshall Davis. I think I've shown a mountain of evidence that in addition to that, it was his biological father, and everything about Obama was a complete lie. But I could do another hour on that one. Let's take another call from Desiree. Desiree here in California. Go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, yes, Joe, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello? How are you today? Yes.
Oh, I'm great. I'm so glad I finally got through. I was actually calling because I just wanted to say something. Two things, actually. First is,
okay.
You know, I have always been an independent, and I've always really voted more so Democratic on the Democratic side for the last couple of years. But, you know, what I'm seeing right now with this, the Kavanaugh hearings and everything that's going on, you know, I'm a single mom, and I have a son. He's 12. So it's really disturbing to me. So that really has shifted my focus on what's happening. I think it's horrible. And I think that more of the independents are going to be swinging to the right because of that. That's just my personal opinion. And that's
okay.
What I'm seeing for myself. You know, because I just basically destroying a man's life over baseless accusations, it's horrible. And it just made me really sad when I watched him on TV. I was almost
Desiree, dying. You know, thanks for the call, Desiree. I mean, I think you're typical of a lot of people that are very normal Americans that are deplorables, even though they didn't know it, that you have some good gut instincts and a lot of common sense. And once you see the face of the Democrat Party, the true radicalism coming out, don't think that Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein and, you know, Coons and all these guys all of a sudden became leftist radicals. They were practicing before something called stealth socialism. And that's how Obama got elected in the first place. He said, I'm going to cut the deficit in half. Marriage is between a man and a woman and God. I'm going to obey the Constitution. It was an intentional lie to get elected. But they used to keep their socialism to themselves. They wouldn't tell you outright, I want a revolution. I want to destroy the free market system. Now they're just coming out in the open. This is part of that Trump derangement syndrome that they just can't help themselves anymore. So you can see the radicalism coming out. And I think it's turning off mainstream America. And thank goodness people like yourself have a chance to really see these people for who they are. And you're not going to throw away your vote and then be thrown under the bus like Obama did to all of his voters. Let's go on to Patricia in Arizona. Patricia, go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi. I'm calling from Arizona, and I wanted to let you know that a friend of mine went to go vote in the primaries, and they told him he was not registered as a Republican, and he's been registered as a Republican for years. And they said, no, you're an independent, and then they gave him a ballot that didn't have any names on it, so there was nothing for him to vote for. And I'm wondering if this isn't how they plan to do another segment of their voter fraud, and people should, I wanted to bring the point out that people should probably check and make sure they're registered as a Republican before they go to vote.
Okay, Patricia, thanks for the call. It's an excellent point. I've been talking about this and warning about this. It's in all my films that the radical left Their policies don't work. They have no basis in reality. So they have to force their agenda on the American people, either through lying about it to get elected or through voter fraud. And the left has, you know, made a big effort over the past few years to extend the voting. Instead of for one day, it's 1 week, then it's 3 weeks. Now they have early vote, so they can register illegals to vote, and then you can vote by mail. There's no way to track them. This is their only path to power, is voter fraud. And what you're telling me is just one of many tactics I've heard of where they try to control the voting booths and the voting system, as well as the voting machines, as well as the early vote process. It never ends. Now, Donald Trump, when he was elected, he tried very hard to clean it up, and a lot of the states would not even cooperate. So it remains a very grave danger. You can literally, you could see a situation where the polls will show that Republicans are winning big time, and then on election day, they could lose by a couple percentage points. And if they do, it'll be because of voter fraud. So the system has to be cleaned up, and it has to be much more vigilant, and it's a constant problem. If it's not voter fraud, it's using the tools of state, the IRS and FBI, to manipulate the elections, on and on. And then they say, oh, well, Donald Trump was hanging out with Putin, and he was the one trying to manipulate the elections. It, you know, it's quite the opposite. Let's go to another caller. How about let's go to John in Colorado. John, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, I'm here. First, I want to say to Jeff, not Jeff, Judge Brett Kavanaugh is, you know, my prayers are out there for him and his family, and my prayers are out there also for Dr. Ford's family. And all that they have gone through, I think it's disgraceful, unconstitutional, for what both of their families have been drugged through the Democrat Party. That being said, you know, I think, moving on to the Obama America, I think he lost America the last two years of his presidency, and that's probably what got President Trump elected. Moving on from that, I think this is now a Trump America, and we're moving on, and people are finding out who the true Democrats are. They are, like Alex Jones and many parties and spokespeople on his show have said, they will expose themselves, and they have exposed themselves, which, you know, it said a lot about that particular party in itself.
Right. Okay. Thanks for the call. We only got a few seconds left. Thanks for the call. Look, that's a good summation of what we've been talking about for the full hour. That the hearing itself was a little bit absurd. There was no corroboration. She didn't even know what date this thing happened, where it was located. There certainly should have been a threshold that they would have to have had time to look into this to see if it was even worthy of bringing before the committee. I think had they had time to investigate, they would have found that there was no point of even bringing this up in the first place. And, of course, that was the Democrats' strategy to begin with. Let's hold this until the hearing is over and then try to throw the process and even the midterms into chaos. And we'll, you know, we're going to, you know, get our people out to vote and so on. But it looks like it may be backfiring. So it's been a very interesting week. Thank you for being here. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Welcome to everyone who's coming on new to the website, InfoWars.com. Go to the store. I'm Joel Gilbert. Thanks for being here.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.